Generals.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
Generals, welcome to another exciting episode of the Ministry of Silly Talk podcast. I'm Graham.
I'm Josh.
And we're back, baby. We're doing it here.
In the heat of the summer, we are here.
In the heat of the night. I was thinking about that. And already. We're already underway.
Oh, I thought we could say that again.
No, I don't think. Not within the first 45 seconds, I don't think. But, yeah, no, that is some good stuff. Probably ought to cue that up for once we get 10 minutes in, though.
Carol O'Connor tells his agent, find me a role.
Yeah.
So I can look like a normal person.
All right, so we are underway here. I wanted to start the last episode we actually recorded. I had released an old One Graham Army podcast, and then the last live show is now on YouTube, most recent one we did it from Valentine's Day, releasing here in June. But, you know, you gotta try to, you need people to distance themselves from their memories of it and maybe rewatching it. They'll be like, you know, wasn't that bad.
And the theme was really good for midsummer.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, people are in love in June, I guess, you know? Whatever.
And I would like to see how bad that game show section actually is.
I have not been able to watch. I've gotten a little bit into it. But ooh. That might be up for a limited time, folks. Watch it while it's available, because I eventually am going to watch it all the way through again, and I have a bad feeling about its future. But I have a good feeling about our future. Once again, we're redeeming ourselves. June 26th, we will be back at Friends on the Hill doing another live show. No theme this time. We're just going. We're going back to the old bag of tricks. Oh, can you close that door real quick? I don't want anybody seeing into my hallway. It's unprofessional.
You want to see the cavernous house behind that door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my palatial mansion. We're redeeming ourselves. June 26th, back at Friends on the Hill. Come one, come all. Help us save our show, because the future of the live portion of this podcast is going to be dependent on mostly you.
Yeah.
Be there.
Buy booze.
Booze and food and tip well.
And in our defense on the Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day is a weird night, especially for that type of entertainment, you know.
Yeah, we got started late.
Yeah.
And it was the issue there too was it started late, and then it kind of got into the part of the evening where people had like done the Valentine's Day stuff, and then they come in and they can't like play the jukebox or like hear each other think. And I'm like,
and we'd already been there for several hours.
Yeah, so you can fill in the gaps. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. You can connect those dots. I know our listeners are very smart. Speaking of our listeners, creepy old men, if you're listening, and I know that you are, I mentioned in the last episode we recorded about my incident on the lovely nature trail where I get my exercise. Last week on the trail, there's a portion of the trail that goes like by a road, right?
In the neighborhood over there, like Skyway. And stuff.
Yeah. So if you, go back, listen to that story. It was a variety of bizarre incidents. That episode's entitled The Treacherous Trail. I think it's a lot two ago. I'm not going to retell that story, because this time I'm walking on the portion of the trail. It's a short little stretch there before you get back into the wooded area. And an older dude in a pickup truck pulls up. And, I mean, he looked kind of like maybe he was some sort of contractor. Like, the truck had all the telltale signs of, like, handyman kind of a thing. But he goes, hey. And I'm like, what's this guy want? And I had my headphones in. So I took my headphones out. I was like, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, speaking kind of quietly, right? Like, kind of a him and him. And I'm like, is this guy trying to give me, like, come over by his truck? And I was like, what? What? He's like, you know where? And he's like giving me an address, but he's looking at his phone. And I'm like, I was like, I have no idea where that. He's like, and he says the address again. I'm like, I don't know where that is, man. Like, I don't even know what this street is called.
Yeah.
And I'm standing on it. Sorry. The interaction went on way longer than it needed to. And then he was like, I was like, dude, I don't know. You know, you're on your phone. It should be able, if you type that address,
yeah,
you should be. And he was like, yeah, but come here real quick. I was like, no. And I started walking again. And he was like, kind of like still talking to me. And his truck like just was idling along as I went into the wooded area.
Why are people weird? What is going on?
Listen, pervy old guys, if you're listening, and I know that you are, I'm flattered. But I'm not interested.
But is this like known as a place where?
No, as far as I'm aware, it has grown in popularity, though. You know, yeah. I've been seeing people on the internet talking about it. Some local YouTuber, did a thing about how nice the trail was, and I was like, first of all, stop telling people about it because then there's going to be
people
here, yeah. And it is a public park. I'm not saying anything,
yeah.
But. It's a public park with a large wooded area.
Never experienced anything like that in my life.
I mean, look.
It's new for you.
Exactly. Statistically, doing pretty good. I go there all the time, you know.
Okay, wait, what metric are we after right now?
Of how often this is happening,
the guys,
you know.
Are hollering at
you? Yeah, on how often, on the just by the metric of how often I go there and something weird happens. Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Very infrequent. That's two out of hundreds and hundreds of times I've been there. But these two incidents stick out in my mind. Maybe a little bit of confirmation bias because they're within a month of each other.
I guess it's just this early summer for the old guys.
Right? Yeah, they're coming into bloom.
Yeah. You know, the address says, what's the address? My asshole.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you come here? What?
I'm good.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I came here to exercise, not talk to old dudes, mm-hmm. or anyone for that matter.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's probably a few people I've bumped into out here. I wouldn't mind if they spoke to me, but it ain't those guys.
No.
And I'm trying to be left alone, trying to leave other people alone, friendly nod, like, hey, good for you, getting the work, you know, doing the work. Hey, how you doing? Nice dog.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you come here real quick? Or like the first guy standing just off in the thicket going, hey, hey. Yeah. Shaking a tree.
Hey.
Yeah. So I've not been deterred because I'm just going to.
And yet he goes back, people.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's only happened twice.
It's a nice trail. It goes right through a residential area.
Yeah, it's a nice trail. Well, I may try to maybe stick to the like wooded area and go when there's lots of people. Maybe that's probably going to be my.
I wonder if there's a way I could create move. Like a really cool trail thing and have the county like just pay me to do it.
Well, I mean, I guess
buy the land and, you know, give them the.
Well, if you bought the land, you build your own trail.
But you can't charge people to walk on your trail.
No, that's probably true. I think probably the way trails work is you would be a guy who builds trails and the city'd go, we want to build a trail. And then they'd come to you and they'd be like, we have this land trail.
But what if I was just circumvented the usual shit and said, hey, city, I've got this land.
Mm-hmm.
Trail.
Trail. They'd probably pay to put the trail there.
That's what I'm saying. And have it,
I don't know if they'd pay you for it, though. I guess, because at that point, I think they would have to buy the land anyway. But, I mean, you'd make some money off of that.
But
I don't know why you want to lord over this trail. Now, unless you're doing me a favor and being like, you guys, get the fuck. You guys.
Hey, guys, we got a new cruising trail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you send me off.
Name it the cruiser.
It's just, yeah, I'm like, damn, Josh, I'm really proud of you for building this trail. You're like, yeah, you should go check it out. Just dudes getting after it in the wooded area. Just going ham.
Risk hundreds of thousands of dollars just hoping that you'll go get hit on at the trail. So what can you do with this? Turns out, not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Turns out, walk on it.
Yeah, a lot of people
pay dues to keep it nice.
Yeah, a lot of people avoiding it for some reason. A lot of people flocking.
Yeah. It's got a demographic.
Yeah, look, marketing is about targeting. Targeting is marketing. We're gonna get in trouble.
Every time I come over here, you always gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
And we're back. Ooh, that one actually hurt a little bit. My sides hurt. The tree, yeah. It was just an odd coincidence, and you know, maybe that old guy's just dumb. You know, maybe that. Yeah. But the "hey, why don't you come here?" part,
like he thought you didn't hear him the first four times.
Yeah, or maybe he wanted me to look at his phone, or maybe he didn't have any pants on.
Yeah,
because "hey, come here." I'm not gonna try to get in the mind of a public masturbator, but the height of the truck and his location would have allowed him to be like, and then speed away.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, he may have been in there with no pants on.
God. Is that like a common thing to happen?
I
know it's happened. But.
To be honest with you, I know a lot of women, especially in highly populated areas, that have experienced it at least once.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Dudes be gross, bro. Like,
no,
that,
I know, dude. I know a guy.
Yeah.
And he. Used to go to.
Does he drive a black pickup truck?
Yeah. White hair? Yeah. No. He used to go to, like, him and his wife did a landscaping company, and he didn't like working hard. When it'd get to be like some hard ass shit, she'd be out there with the other guys or whatever. He'd have to go to Lowe's. He'd be at Lowe's for like an hour.
Oh, no.
He would put the thing up in the window so nobody could see in. And get on porn and rub it out. He didn't know that she had a thing where she could see what he was looking at.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I know where you're doing at Lowe's. And she's like, you know.
I don't like that at all.
No, but it was just like, damn, bro. Could you not just run home?
Right? Yeah, or wait until, you know, wait until the end of the day
see,
or
that's
something.
That's too obvious. Yeah. So you got to go to the next weird pervy thing. Like, could you not go to somewhere else besides the parking lot at Lowe's?
Yeah, that's it's concerning.
Yeah, people are weird.
Can you center yourself, like talk directly into the middle of the microphone?
See,
yeah.
How I'm not.
Yeah, you're floating. Because you're having a normal conversation with me, and there's something in your way, and so every now and then you're like, you just start doing this. Because like, you're going to make a face, and you're going to see it. Like, this isn't a critique.
It's just, well, yeah, the way it yeah. is, yeah.
I was trying to, you know, keep the levels correct. Nobody should miss a word of this.
Yeah, it's just gold, Jerry. It's gold.
I'm bursting. I'm not. Actually, if you're listening, pervy old guys, and we're not into bursting.
Yeah.
This is not the summer of George. Yes, please.
I get an old bitch.
You do whatever it is you do out there, but trail goers, please leave me be.
Yeah, just
leave
me walk.
Me be. I'm just walking here.
I didn't get the steps in, people.
I'm just taking a little walk. Also, though, been seeing these guys starting to pop up at the trail also. Not a lot, but there's a couple guys on bikes that remind me a little bit of this gentleman.
Oh, no.
And before we even get into this.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
Yeah, he's got a.
Shoogie boogie.
Yeah, real obvious.
T-Mac, and I got this chest Whoa. Showing.
Yeah.
With fucking the hair that looks like his beard. See his beard?
I got that hair.
See that beard?
Yeah, that's the video. This is another one of those guys who, if you look at their Instagram profile, they post, you know, 30 videos an hour for a couple days, and then don't post anything for a few months, and then, you know what's going on.
Every now and then they get a bag.
Yeah, this guy, this was a
this is a lot of hookers.
Is it the same guy?
This is T-Mac. Yes. And that's my son, Dominic. He gets his looks from this guy, and that's a fact, Jack. Take care. Let's go.
That guy is
gone.
Out of there.
It's day two, baby.
Yeah. No, yeah, at least. But sure. But
I thought he was a homeless guy at the first one.
No, he's just a mess. Psycho, yeah.
This is a lot of hookers.
I mean, I hear you, right?
Ones. As you can see right there.
Yes.
In plain sight, ones.
And It is, I guess, but also the, and whatever, do you, but the, this admonition.
This is T-Mac, and that's my son Dominic.
Oh, there's hundreds on top.
Yeah, but are you going to get hookers with your son?
I don't know if we have the same type of relationship with our father.
No.
This gentleman and his son have.
No, I don't believe so. I mean, can you like speak louder? I know you've had a long day.
There's not a version. I'm not saying there's not a version of me if it's just me and the old lady.
Right.
You know, at some point in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in your life.
Something similar to this could be going on. Even, you know, but yeah. Not with my children in the same state.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, and what are you...
And I'm not even talking about the hookers part. I'm just talking about being out of my mind, being an idiot. You know
of course, yeah. You're out of town. You're getting after it. I mean, first of all, he's absolutely zooted. And then, the part where he introduces us to the fact that his son is there, also concerning.
No, that's always weird when people really get down with their folks like that.
Yeah. Sometimes I see these videos and I go, this will be funny. Now I'm sad. So... actually watching a guy get arrested probably not make me feel a whole lot better.
Yeah,
but
we could, people get arrested.
Yeah, but there's a good twist to this one. I'm going to turn the music down because that music everybody's using is from a movie and it's probably copyrighted. But this gentleman got caught on a fence. Happens to the best of us. But this is the part that really sells the video when he locks eyes with the person filming him who's driving by.
And he is more upset about that
yes.
than that cop having him in a chokehold.
Yeah. No, he's like...
I was not in a full Nelson.
Yeah, no. Never had me in a full Nelson.
Never any Nelsons.
Yeah.
God, he's caught on the fence. Hold
this motherfucker never had me at a full Nelson.
He's a fucking liar.
Yeah, he's fucking lying.
We're all adults, yeah, and he's a fucking liar.
Yeah, that's not what's important.
But yeah, nah, poor kid, right?
Yeah, no, that sucks. Oh, man.
Wait, how long does he hold the gaze, though? Dude, as long as he can before he gets really yoked up.
Yeah, they're dragging him out of his pants and stuff. Well, and the car's, like, driving by, too. But he does lock eyes, like, oh, man, this is going to be on the internet.
Oh, then this guy bust his ass, at least?
No, I don't know what that guy's doing. It's not... You don't really get, like, a full picture of what's going on. And to be honest, probably not super cool, but the him locking eyes with the person filming him and realizing in that moment, like...
World star.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you busted.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a fun video in honor of Pride Month. Trust me, it's fine. Before we go to break, this girl
Hello?
Calls her uncle every June... to come out to him again
just because he hates it or something.
Well just yeah he's it's just good it's wholesome
hello
but it's hey, funny
hello Nicole how are you
I'm good I just wanted to tell you though real quick that I'm gay
what Nicole what is this every year you tell me you're gay what is wrong with you I already know you're gay what's going on why are you telling me this
I just wanted to say I'm gay, like gay date women.
I know again. You are. I already know you're gay. I know.
She's torturing this guy.
I know. It's okay. I accept you, but you have to. Every year you're telling me the same thing. I know.
All right, that's it.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, bye.
And happy Pride. Okay. Don't call me again.
Don't call me again. Don't call me again. It's pretty good. Well, I think we've earned ourselves a little breaky poo. Probably be clocking this one in right around the 40-minute mark, I think, completed. When we come back from the break, though, I've got some good stuff about scammers and interesting tales from the Far East.
Oh, no.
All right. We'll be right back.
There is. New instant tastes good as fresh perk.
Real good stew.
Hmm?
The stew. It's good.
Oh, it's just, well, actually, it's...
Sure has got a lot of beef in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of beef in it.
Mm-hmm. More?
Yeah. I guess beef stew is a lot of work.
Well, not too much.
But maybe we could have it a little more often.
Sure.
You know what?
What?
I even like the carrots.
Go ahead if you want to. Hide the can and take the credit for Austex beef stew. In fact, you can take the credit for Austex spaghetti and meatballs, too. It's okay with us.
And we're back. Not to break the fourth wall or anything, but Josh was running a business before he got here, so you know I'm trying to take it easy on him. I didn't want to make him hold the "and we're back" too long. But yeah, we are back. I was just, as I sat down thinking, I was like, you know, I'm glad that he clarified that him and his wife don't buy hookers when they're out of town, because I was like, I think she's going to appreciate you clarifying that.
Well, I would have gotten a look for sure in the truck this week.
Like, oh yeah. I think you probably needed to expand on that thought a little bit.
That's the only thing she'd have taken from that clip was the money for hookers. She's right. Like, gross, hookers.
Yeah.
I'm like, only time I'd be like that, it was me and Candace waving around.
Yeah, I had a moment where I was like, well, that's not what he means. But
yeah,
you caught yourself. Despite the exhaustion, you're like, oh, wait.
Not the hookers.
Yeah, they don't let you do
never
any.
Pay for what's free. All right,
hey. why buy the milk when you got to pay for the cow or whatever?
Don't bring sand to the beach.
All right. I did promise some stuff about scammers. It's not the usual rigmarole. This is just some good shit. This guy's in an elevator and gets a call from an Indian scanner to the phone that's in, you know, the emergency phone that's in the elevator.
Sir. This is an elevator. This is not a landline or phone.
This is your office elevator, or this is your home elevator?
What?
Well, who gives a fuck? You just called an elevator trying to sell me something.
Like, you are in an elevator. It's obviously in the building. It's not on the roadside.
Yeah, so a roadside elevator in a building.
Where are you from?
Yeah, it's not a roadside elevator.
Never heard of that anywhere.
No, it brings up. Yeah,
are you from the future?
Where are these? What's going on where you're at? Where there's roadside elevators, and where do those go?
Yeah, what's beneath you?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a cool idea, though.
Yeah.
They are in my factory, completely no matter team. They are in very good condition. Many are good engine. They are very company.
I figured this would be an easy one that didn't really require much commentary.
What can you say about Tina and her little country club outfit?
Me, trust me, I can help you find the way.
Tina's a gem, but I'd be lying if I said I don't worry about her.
Yeah. Sometimes the videos get a little dark.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are some where she says, don't lie to me, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Please don't kick me anymore.
Yeah, I think she's subtly, maybe her employer doesn't
quite understand
English. She's just throwing that in there. Please come find me.
Back at three, you say.
Please come find me, please. All right.
Ali, you go fuck with my friend and my friend tell me why you do this. She is my friend.
Yes, Ali.
Why you
shit
on me, Ali?
Who's Ali?
So this woman, I'm not gonna presume to know what she does for a living. You may be able to glean from the few clips I have.
Right. She works some sort of nightlife situation.
Yeah,
in Thailand, maybe.
Yeah, and she seems to mention a lot about like the specific bar she works at, but she seems to just be firing these off into the universe. I'm not sure how it works isn't lost on her, because she speaks very directly to specific people, but these are just...
Maybe they follow her, though.
Yeah, maybe. I guess...
Her boss tells her to, you know...
Yeah.
She might have a decent amount of followers, and they're all just dudes who went on vacation.
Yeah, I didn't notice a high follower count. I usually don't get those kind of videos on my Instagram,
When I say high follower, I mean...
Yeah.
Tony, why you leave? Why you don't pay your bill? you make, I pay your bill for you. I'm broke, you know, Tony, why you do like this? Why you leave? Why you run from your bill? It's not good, it's not good, Tony. You come back to pay your bill, please. Please.
Tony ran out on his bill. It's a lot more of the same stuff.
William,
look, they're gonna...
I know everything now.
Okay, this one's a little bit better because William, if you can decipher what she's saying, William is out here seeing a lot of ladies and the famous lady boys.
Yeah. Friend, lady boy, another friend tell me the first day you go with her and second day you go with my another friend. Lady boy, so she tell me now. You don't know friend Daniel. She is my friend. And you say you want to marry me all your life. And now you go.
Oh, I think William was maybe promising her the moon.
And he's out here.
Roberto.
Busting big face bitches.
Yeah, it may have been. It may have been one of those like that scene in Arrested Development where he's like, "You're not one of those crazy women who's actually a man, are you?" She's like, "No, I'm the real deal." He goes, "Word!" He like squeals off on her.
Playing drag.
Yeah. Well, if you're not enjoying this, go watch Arrested Development. Yeah. Dude, this is the first couple, 3 seasons, though. Don't watch any more of it than that. Yeah. Light week in the content department.
Yeah, and it's fine. Yeah.
I got a sedated co-host here, and I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot going on here.
Hey, man, I'm commenting on everything you said.
Yeah, look, you got to do what you got to do. I appreciate you, you know. Suffering through it like the rest of us.
No, I'm not suffering. I was enjoying the stuff. Yeah, she was mad at those individuals.
I don't know. We're just going to go random now.
This is a classic.
Yeah. This was a hit at the live show.
Why? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's all full of many, many, many fire ants.
I think he's out there by himself.
Yeah.
That's a tripod.
Yeah. They're biting his hands already.
Regret.
And there's no cut there, right? I mean, that...
No, he just only uploaded till you can see his ass. That way it gets, you know, plenty of views, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think the act was views enough, but yeah, I don't see a cut. Yeah, he just jams that bad boy home there. Oof.
Dude, those have got to be some ridiculous ants.
Yeah. Oh no. And they're you can see that
they're enormous,
like quarter sized.
Oh, your genitals, bro.
Oof. Yeah. No, that one's rough. This is a good palate cleanser, though.
It's just imposes liability. Right.
Give them the business.
Yeah.
Care for the property.
Okay.
Including people who have a dead tree and let it fall on a neighbor's car.
Got him.
Look at that. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
He was losing it, dude.
Get the fuck out. It's fake.
Oh, Gary.
Gary
is embarrassed as a mother.
I don't like snakes.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely risked serious injury for that prank.
Dude, that could have been a heart attack. Like,
yeah. Well, or broke his hip when he just went full speed.
Yeah, because he's, what, 270 if he's a
house? Yeah.
Oh. Dude, he hit something hard.
Yeah. Matt Ray Lewis coming across the middle there.
Yeah, that was a hit stick for sure.
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out!
I don't like snakes.
And there's your remix for the week. All right, one more time with him. That's another
one. Yeah, look at his feet.
Stretch.
His giant back pedal's great.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here!
Why'd he turn into the Simple Jack as soon as he saw the snake?
Yeah, no.
Get the fuck out of here!
Oh, boy.
Oh, scary.
That's some good stuff, actually.
It makes you want to do it to somebody's. That's like when you watch the fart spray videos.
Yeah, really.
But then you realize that I don't want to do that to no one I know.
No. Yeah. Well, and you clearly learn from this that you don't want to do this because, you know, someone get hurt really bad, like fall out a window or something.
No, Gary's bruised up, bro. Yeah. He smashed into that golf.
No, he felt that. He felt all of that. There's no question
His
about
wife
it.
Is pissed.
Yeah. Definitely.
You've ruined Gary.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to run this back real quick. I meant to do something here. Oh, bring Gary back. Where's Gary? Come back to us, Gary. All right, hold on. Wait. All right, this is, trust me. We're gonna, me and you, really gonna enjoy this.
Okay. Everybody okay down there?
I mean, you should let him keep wiggling. Yeah, without saying,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here!
I don't have the whole like 2 minutes of it. I just had.
Everybody okay down there?
Yeah, and again, a previous episode, if you missed that, or if you just go to YouTube and Google Cubs game pants fall down guy, you'll see the guy.
It's basically like three Garys and one guy.
Yeah, he has several Garys all at once.
Everybody okay down there?
Gary, that was a rough. That was a rough day at the golf course. You can tell though that Gary's kind of a son of a bitch because especially when he's like, yeah, especially guys who let a dead tree fall in their neighbor's yard.
I mean, he looks at the guy filming Gary.
I think Gary may have earned the.
Yeah, and I'm sure Gary likes to give people shit too. They would have done it.
Definitely. Have I shown you this lady encroaching on Argentina's territory? Yeah. She sells aluminum.
I'm a Missy Big Aluminum. Big aluminum. House is made entirely of aluminum.
She's doing numbers, but...
Square meter. Space capital house with kitchen. Modular house. Do you like? I am
She's selling houses, bro, not just aluminum.
Yeah. I just had the thought, though. I feel like these... people are like Argentina should be in a climate controlled building selling you beautiful sleek aluminum housing, whereas Big Luma Luma looks like she would sell you engines.
Do you know what she's done in China, the age she is, to get to where she's behind in front of the camera at the place?
Oh yeah, it's probably her deal.
Yeah, Argentina was just born and fed like a bird until she looked like that.
But I'm just saying, if I was a marketing genius, shout out to the Holmes Cats, I would trade these roles. And trade these roles. I don't think there's any path for Argentina to get out of the engine factory. No. I'm just saying, in a perfect world, I think that I would have Argentina in here.
I just feel like looking at this lady that she could probably, with a translator, answer all the questions I had about that product or Argentina.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She knows they're complete.
Yeah. Come on and take a lead. I have many engines.
Just imagine the songs she could make about aluminum housing, though.
We are very humbling.
Yeah, I guess if you asked Argentina, you're only going to get one of a couple answers. Are you boss? And then if you say yes, she's going to be like, I have many engines in a factory. And they're complete and very low mileage. And I think you're getting much. I think you're getting much more out
low
of
low mileage. You think she's saying that?
She did. She mentioned in another one about their low mileage. She had like sort of leveled up the info.
My factory.
Yeah, she fixed it.
I hope you can take me.
Oh, Argentina. What's the world? What would the world do without you?
You know what's wild is it probably wouldn't be too hard if you really started looking on this internet to find where the place is. And
no, you yeah. Well, if you were in the market to purchase engines, they would gladly for sure give you a factory tour. Factory.
In my factory, if you need the many engine, you can find the bay. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, this is yeah. This is the one where I go. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Entertain all right in there.
In my factory, if you need the many engine, you can find the bay. Don't hurt me. Don't lay to me. They are very complete. They are very perfect. Many engine in my factory. What are you thinking? Why have you come to me? Please believe me. Please choose me.
Her English is getting better.
They are very complete. I hope you can take a day. They are very complete. Many engine in my factory. What are you thinking?
The what are you thinking is also a little accusatory.
I think it's like, what do you think? But it's not.
No, they're not nailing it. You know.
But, I mean, like you said, if somebody's in the market, I just don't know if the engines, I think maybe the guy works there and he gets Tina to come make the videos could probably get some massive views.
Yeah, of course. No, she's going crazy these days.
Hello, everybody. Please look.
These are some of the early ones.
Our old warehouse has a large collection of the auto parts. I have every dismantled car parts on the cart, and they are very affordable.
This may, I don't know if they moved from engines into complete vehicle parts.
There's a whole block of factories under some highway there where this is going.
If you need any auto parts,
that's
you can find me.
Highway.
I'm Tina. Welcome to China.
Yes.
All
right,
leave me alone.
That was weird. Your phone dinged and Engine Tina's video dinged. Yeah. All right, let's do one more Engine Tina. I like this one.
Engine in my factory. What are you thinking? Why have you found me? I have many engines. Don't talk about me. They are very complete. Don't lay to me and don't question me. They are used engines.
Question me? Crazy. Of course I have questions.
They are very complete.
Are these engines complete and what's the quality
don't
like?
Don't talk about me.
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about that.
In my factory,
don't lie to me. Don't question me.
Yeah. I think when she says don't worry about it, it's good like, ask the boss, like, how are your employees doing out there?
Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't worry about them. What are you worried about here, folks? Well, I think we turned one in.
Yeah, we did something.
I think we did. We did something in here today. That is for sure.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah. Hey, that's the main thing. Is I think when we enjoy ourselves, hopefully that translates.
Yeah, we really didn't lean too hard. I mean, Argentina kind of took us home there, but we didn't lean super hard into vids. I mean.
No. Well, and you know, if you got a day where we're really squeezing it out, you gotta get some help from the internet. But if you don't have anything else, just for my own entertainment, I'm going to show you this, and then this will take us home because I doubt everyone's going to make it through this whole part of it. But so thank you for listening. Don't forget, June 26th, Friends on the Hill, we're doing it live one more time.
Yeah.
So
8 to 10.
Be there from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And must later. Be 21, free entry. Spend lots of money.
Yes, buy things.
Crazy how you can still hear it?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's. Oh wait. Oh sorry. All right. Well, that's good for everybody's brain. I'm Graham. He's looking at his phone, and we'll see you later. Bye.